My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as we go near to celebrate the greatest mystery in our faith, the suffering, death, and resurrection of the Lord, the Gospels in the past few days were about the controversy between Jesus and the religious leaders. The religious leaders believed that Jesus blasphemed and professed that he is God. So they wanted to kill him. My dear brothers and sisters, not many people realize that sin enslaved the sinner. Slavery is not pleasurable. No one would want to be slave of anyone or anything. And everyone wants to be free. That is to do as one pleases and not to be coerced or forced by anyone or anything. But that is exactly what happened when people sin. Unfortunately, people are not aware of it. People are so focused on the pleasure sin brings that they do not notice that the lure of pleasure is like a noose tightening around the neck. Sin is seen not as harmful, but as pleasurable and so desirable. And before people know it, people are so caught up in sin that they are trapped in a quicksand. The more they try to wiggle out, the faster and deeper they sink. My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus shows us the way out. He says, if you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Saint Augustine once said, I quote, for what it is to continue in God's word, but to yield to no temptations. Without labor, the reward would be gratis, if with then a great reward indeed. As we continue our journey to celebrate the greatest mystery of the redemption of mankind, let us pray and continue to pray that we may always hear the word of Jesus. If you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciples. Amen.